All right, every week we bring you what we call a prophecy update. It's our endeavor to show you that things that you read in the Bible that are centuries old are coming true, they're trending, they're in the news, because we believe we're living in the last days that the Bible speaks of. A lot of times we talk about what is called the mark of the beast. Now, the mark of the beast is something that's going to happen in the future Great Tribulation, right at the midpoint, when the Antichrist, the man who, he's a world leader, we call him the Antichrist, he has a bunch of different names, he's going to demand that his citizens worship him as God and give him allegiance. And the mark of the beast technically is swearing allegiance to that man. And so it's not going to sneak up on anybody. You're not going to go down and apply for, you know, a microchip and the next thing you know, you're lost for eternity. I mean, it's going to be very obvious that, you know, this is a moment in time. Angels are going to be in the heavens, the Bible says, warning people not to take that mark. Before all of that happens, apparently there will be a system in place, we would call it a technology, by which people are being identified. They will have an identifier in their hand or in their forehead, on or in their hand or forehead, by which they will transact business. Now, what was science fiction for so long is actually happening. You know that there are systems like this today, and they could implement them tomorrow if they wanted to. And so we like to point out how we are the generation that is seeing the fulfillment of the possibility of this technology, and we definitely see that as a trend towards the end times. Now, the latest Mark of the Beast technology comes from Colorado, as reported this week by WND Health, and I quote, "A plan being proposed by three lawmakers in Colorado would require consumers to submit to a biometric scan of their retina or provide a fingerprint in order to get medication. The plan is HB 12-1242. It's under consideration by the Colorado Assembly, which is deliberating the demand that practitioners and prescription drug outlets install and maintain biometric scanning devices to use those devices to obtain a biometric scan of a person's biometric identifier, such as a fingerprint or retinal scan, and to submit the scan to the database. The pharmacies would have to, prior to prescribing or dispensing a prescription drug or dispensing a restricted over-the-counter substance, submit specified information to the state database. That information would include details about the drug and the doctor who prescribed it, as well as the name and address of the person receiving the substance." And so it's a personal identifier, either your fingerprint or a retinal scan, by which you will begin to transact this business for prescription drugs, and the state will keep track of you. And we trust that, don't we? Now, while we're talking medical microchipping, and I quote, "Researchers at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology have spent 15 years developing an implantable microchip that will deliver predetermined doses of medication. Human trials started last year in Denmark, and the results of the in-body test were published in the February 15 online edition of Science Translational Medicine. The company that MIT helped form is called Microchips," which, I mean, you're at MIT. Can you come up with a better name than that? "They hope to eventually offer chips that can hold hundreds of doses, and the company will spend the next several years refining this technology and working towards FDA approval. You could literally have a pharmacy on a chip," says MIT professor Robert Langer, who co-founded the company. All the way back in the first century, the Apostle John, writing under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, exiled on the island of Patmos, saw a world in which people would be recognized by a personal identifier. They would conduct all of their business by a mark on or in their hand or forehead, and at some point, the world leader would take that over and demand allegiance from those people. And this is the world that we see before our very eyes. You know, the privacy advocates fight these kinds of things, but I think, without going on record, I think we say that these things are inevitable, and they're actually very practical and they're very profitable. And so the world that John saw is the world we are living in today. At least we're on the verge of it. And that's the first time in human history something like that could be said. It's only really the past several years that this kind of technology was in widespread abundance. Every week I remind you that we're following the fulfillment or potential fulfillment of Bible prophecy, but Jesus Christ said he could come and resurrect and rapture the church without anything else occurring. It's presented as an imminent event. It doesn't. We're not waiting for a particular prophecy to be fulfilled. And that's why the only real question to ask people is, are you rapture ready? Because the Lord is coming at any moment. And if not, you need to get ready and stay ready and keep looking up, because ready or not, Jesus is coming. Amen?